What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this idea of attacking people based on alleged behaviors from years and years ago is starting to get out of hand. So Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is a potential 2020 Democratic presidential contender, has gone on the warpath against Navy Vice Admiral Craig Faller during his confirmation hearing to become commander of the U.S. Southern Command over a decision he made 14 years ago to attend a party during a port visit to Hong Kong. Now, Fowler's attendance at the party was reported in a Washington Post article the day before the confirmation hearing. And the article describes this lavish party for more than 50 Navy officers from the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group. And it was thrown at a luxury hotel. They had cocktails, cigars, caviar, black truffles, and lobster thermidor. Now, the party was thrown by Leonard Glenn Francis, otherwise known as Fat Leonard, who is now caught up in this bribery scandal. And apparently it was a Christmas party. And along with the guests, there were attractive women dressed up as Santa's little helpers. But apparently nothing untoward actually happened at the party. But Warren still thinks, how dare you be at a party with scantily clad women? This is really getting kind of ridiculous, I think. I think it is getting ridiculous here. All right, let's turn over to the war zones because there is a lot going on. Russia has sent a stern warning early today to the Western states against striking Syria. And basically reiterating that to the best of Russia's knowledge, Syria did dispose of all their chemical weapons. This was apparently in response to President Donald Trump's statement up at the United Nations that the U.S. will attack Syria if the Syrian government forces use chemical weapons. And just because we lied the last two times about it being Syria is no reason not to believe us now. So Russia is really pouring the weapons on into Syria. They're boosting their electronic warfare capabilities. The Israeli Defense Forces have announced they will continue striking targets in Syria, as they have done up to date, basically despite the Russian decision to supply S-300 systems to the Syrian military. This statement came out following a special security cabinet meeting. In other words, we're not backing down. We're not backing down. Apparently, Israel also came out with a warning that if an Israeli plane is shot down, they will destroy the entire Hamayim air base. So the rhetoric is definitely, definitely cranking up. So a lot of hardware is getting on in there. And Russia has just announced they're going to provide S-300 systems to Syria to defend the entire airspace. It's not just the military bases. It's not just the critical infrastructure. They're literally going to effectively set up a no-fly zone. So the question is going to be, what will Israel do? Will they try and test that zone? Will the United States try and test that zone? And what's going to happen if their planes get shot down? Now, Russia's sending a clear message. Stay the heck out. You have no business being here. And they're absolutely right. The United States has no legal, legitimate reason to be in Syria. There's no United Nations Security Council resolution authorizing them to be there. There's no declaration of war by the United States Congress. Syria hasn't asked them to be there. Syria hasn't granted their permission to be there. Just a succession of presidents have said, I'll just send the military on in there. I'm an imperial president now. We wage war where I say it's supposed to go. And that, of course, is a very dangerous authority. to have in just one man, which is why the founding fathers wrote the Constitution the way they did, to say that only Congress has the authority to declare war. So Israel is very upset, of course, over the S-300s. So is John Bolton. He's out there, oh, it's an escalation, it's an escalation, it's an escalation. Meanwhile, over at Military Times, they're revealing that once again, we are seeing mission creep in Syria. We've been in Syria, or the U.S. government's been in Syria for 7 years. And the public reason kept changing. We were there to get the evil Assad and his chemical weapons. Well, he gave up his chemical weapons. Okay, we're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are gone now. Well, we're staying in Syria. Why are we doing that? Well, we haven't come up with a reason yet. Apparently, they now have. Apparently, the United States government has decided that they are going to stay in Syria and have a right to stay in Syria in order to contain Iran. Yes, Iran is the new bad guy, and we've got to be in Syria to defend Syria from Iran. I'll let you in on a little secret. Syria and Iran are on very good terms right now. Iran is actually helping Syria deal with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So it's a ridiculous reason, but it's just the United States government stamping its foot in a tantrum and saying, we're not leaving, we're not leaving, we're not leaving. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Yemen, the civilian deaths are skyrocketing since June, and it is now estimated that one-third of the airstrikes by the Saudis are hitting non-military targets, hospitals, schools, food storage facilities. They're just openly killing civilians here. And apparently it's also happening up in Afghanistan, where the United Nations has issued a statement voicing concerns about the rapidly increasing number of civilian deaths from U.S. airstrikes, reiterating that all parties have an obligation to protect civilians from harm. Now, the response from the United States and the Afghan government, the puppet regime installed by the U.S. in Afghanistan, say they're aware of the statement, which is a very polite way of saying, we don't care. We're going to go on killing the civilians until the country is pacified here. Over in Libya, there's been a month now of violent infighting in Libya's capital. And as you know, that official government of Libya was the one installed by the United States. They're now in trouble. And they're now actually asking for another intervention to come on in and save their bacon. Wait, they're Muslims. Save their lettuce. Because they're losing. And we know what's going to happen. The United Nations, or at least the United States, yeah, we're going to be back in Libya yet again. It was only 7 years ago that they were in there getting rid of Gaddafi. John Bolton is out there rattling his sabers with regard to Iran, saying, don't you harm any American interests. There will be heck to pay if you harm us. You better take me seriously. There will be heck to pay. So I'm wondering, is there going to be a false flag in Syria, a phony chemical weapons attack? Is there going to be some other kind of really horrendous false flag to be blamed on Iran to get that going? One thing that really concerns me, and I think should concern our military, is how rapidly the war agenda is being pushed forward. And I can understand from the politician's point of view why that would be the case. It's running out of steam. The American people are tired of war. We've been at war all over the world for longer than World War I and World War II put together. We're tired of paying for it. We're tired of seeing our kids coming home in wheelchairs and cheap metal boxes from all these war zones. Ugh. So they're trying to get this thing going as fast as they can. And they're trying to provoke Iran. Story coming out of Fars News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is saying the United States is being a bully that is trying to create insecurity in Iran. And this was following that attack on the military parade that killed 26 people, including members of the country's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. It's a replay all over again. We've seen this so many times before, where the U.S. government will go on into a country, overthrow the legitimate elected democratic government, and impose a dictator who will then plunder the country for the benefit of his backers. Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973, those are two known successes. Iran in 2009, that one failed. But the United States, since the end of World War II, has attempted to overthrow the government of 50 different countries. Some of them are friends, supposedly, like France, in order to put in a government more favorable to Western interests. Now, everybody is basically looking at what's going on at the United Nations. And even though Xi Jinping is not there, there is a very heavy Chinese presence at the event, which China and critics of the Trump administration's foreign policy see as an opportunity for China to assume the mantle of globalist champion and displace the United States as the world's most influential nation. And that's not a radical, outrageous idea, especially when you recall how the General Assembly literally laughed at the President of the United States of America. We are an empire in decline. It is obvious to everybody at this point. Now, China has once again thumbed its nose at the United States, and it has to do with a port call in Hong Kong, the same thing that Elizabeth Warren is getting on this admiral's case about from 14 years ago. And that port call is basically where an American warship or carrier group will put into a port just for a visit. They sail on in, they drop their anchor, they go on out, do some shopping, allow tourists on board the craft. And this one has to do with the USS Wasp, which is the heart of an expeditionary strike group. It's an assault ship. And they were going to make port in October in Hong Kong, and the Chinese government is now refusing. They're saying, no, you're not going to be allowed to come on in here with your warship. And it's another sign of the deteriorating relations with China, which are being fanned, first of all, by the tariff war, the tension over the islands in the South China Sea, and by the United States' arms sales to Taiwan. So after a while, you know, China's going to get a little upset about all of this here. This was a very interesting story. It came out of Zero Hedge here, and it's titled Naked Emperors Don't Get Much Respect. And it's talking about an issue I've raised here on the show before. What happens when most of your military infrastructure is suddenly obsolete? And they're basically tying it back to this fairy tale about the emperor's new clothes, in which the emperor was the last to realize that he was naked, which is not unusual. Rulers are very often the last to find out anything that's really going on because all their subordinates want to protect their job. Oh yeah, boss, everything is fine. Everything is great here. We're just going along here. But empires are built on military strength. And after 17 years of war, our military is exhausted. Our weapons are worn out. Our stockpiles are drawn down. The new weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex really are overpriced junk that doesn't work very well. And we're going up against Russia, which has new weaponry to which the United States doesn't have any defenses. Now, Russia just released a video of the test of their new anti-ship missiles, blowing up some targets in the ocean. They're very nasty. It's the KH-35U anti-ship missiles, which are the military claim is a ship killer immune from all current enemy defense mechanisms. And this is Russia's way of saying, let's not have a confrontation. Now, Russia is about ready to deploy their latest generation, fifth generation fighter, the Sukhoi 57. It will be equipped with a hypersonic air-to-air missile with a 300-kilometer range. That is very, very intense. All right, let's look down at what's going on in Israel. Israel, so far this year, has killed two journalists and wounded 254 in Gaza and arrested 82 in the occupied West Bank since the start of the year. Now, according to Quds Press, this report said it had documented 638 Israeli violations against Palestinian journalists since the start of the year. Now, journalists are like medical personnel. They're supposed to be off limits. And they're clearly identified. They wear, you know, they'll have a bulletproof vest just in case of a ricochet, but it'll say press on the front and the back, and you're not supposed to shoot at them. Another story coming on out from Electronic Intifada, despite all the investigations, allegations, and claims, it has turned out that there is absolutely no evidence that any of the Gaza protesters killed by Israel was armed. They were carrying signs. They were carrying banners. They were just gunned down. Now, Israel's trying to claim, oh my goodness, they've got helium balloons. They've got horrible things that, you know, any nuclear armed nation is going to be terrified of. But Israel's media, Israel's government continues to just rubber stamp what are clearly war crimes. Up in Great Britain, there has been a little bit of an upset because the Labour Party, defying the Israel lobby, voted to end all British arms sales to Israel, specifically over Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. And I think it's a good thing to do. And it may well be that what really caused the change of heart was that documentary on the Israel lobby in Great Britain, because that upset a lot of people. And right now, a lot of the British politicians, I'm sure, are trying to cultivate an image that they are not, in fact, under the thumb of Israel, which is why we need to get the American version of that documentary released here. Israel applied a tremendous amount of force to prevent that documentary from being seen by you, the American people, because they're scared how you might react if you find out just how much Israel is controlling our government. As you know, Israel's getting a lot more money from the United States Congress. But the latest bill, which was sponsored by AIPAC, of course, has a little wrinkle in it that hardly anybody noticed. In past funding bills for Israel, there was always a provision that allowed the president to cut the aid as a means to convince Israel to go back to the peace table, for example. This latest bill, that provision is no longer there. It's just the money flows to Israel without any control whatsoever. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Donald Trump is holding a news conference right now regarding the latest fairy tale about Kavanaugh. During his high school days. And again, you need to keep in mind, none of these accusers went to the police. It's just all coming up now, years later, perfectly timed to help the Democrats. It really could not be more obvious. And Kavanaugh's attorney does raise a very good point. If this Swetnick witnessed gang raping of girls at a party, and she herself was not a victim and had nothing to fear about embarrassment, why didn't she go to the police? Why didn't she even call the WE tip line or something and say this was going on? Swetnick says this happened over and over and over again. Next, they're going to say that Kavanaugh has a Death Star. Okay. Now then, other people are starting to look at this new, improved definition of anti-Semitism that was put out by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And more people are saying this is really ridiculous to equate criticism of a government with hatred of that nation's people. And it really is silly. That's like saying that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is they hate the Germans. But Israel is pushing as hard as they can to get this mandated into law or the rules or something. They want to be able to basically criminalize criticism of Israel or support for Palestine. You're only supporting the Palestine because you hate the Jewish people. No, we're supporting the Palestinian people because they need help. They're being collectively starved. They have a just cause, the right of return. Apparently, over at Al-Aqsa Mosque during the Sukkot holiday, hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed the mosque, escorted, as usually, by heavily armed Israeli soldiers. And the Israeli authorities prevented restoration work from being completed in the compound. So the settlers stormed the compound in large successive groups through the Moroccan gate, one of the compound's entrances under full Israeli control. And director of the mosque, Sheikh Omar al-Kaswani, said that the Israeli forces took photographs of Muslim worshippers as well as the staff members of the endowment department while they were working on restoration projects in the compound. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, when I was born, I got touched on the butt by some doctor. I'm going to sue now. I'm going to sue.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to, like, you know, they say, you say, follow the money. Follow what's the common denominator. And it's all, this happened 35 years ago. It's a setup. It's a fraud. It's a false flag, Mike. This is a false flag. These are multiple false flags. It's a scam.
There are multiple lies. I wouldn't call them a false flag attack. But again, look at all the common features. These accusers have gaps in the memory. They admit that they were drinking. You know, in the case of Ramirez, she isn't even sure that it was Kavanaugh. Now we're finding out this Swetnick isn't actually saying that Kavanaugh raped her. She was raped but by somebody else is what she's claiming. And again, none of these accusers went to the police at the time. They never talked about it until just now. And all of a sudden, it came on back. Oh, my goodness. I've been working through my memories, and I'm convinced it was him.
There's
no question. They're being coached. They're being coached, and they're being encouraged. And I imagine that probably, you know, there are other benefits they expect to receive for being the point of the Democrats' attack on Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm just curious if all three have the same psychiatrist.
given how widely apart they live, you know, because you know the first accuser is out there in California. I really don't know that that's a factor, but it is. It's very obvious. And as each one of these stories fall apart, they come up with another one, and each one gets more and more grandiose. And I noticed with the case of the Swetnick accusation, they've dropped all the talk about how Kavanaugh and his friends kept a torture dungeon in Washington, D.C. We're talking about high school years. High schoolers don't have that kind of resource.
Yeah, I think they pushed it on that one.
Yeah, they jumped a shark on this whole story, you know, about drugging the girls and gang raping them. And I'm not saying things like that don't happen. But again, the FBI investigated Kavanaugh 6 separate times and nothing, not a whisper of any of this kind of behavior came on up. And then all of a sudden, the accusers are just falling out of the trees. Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com/radio, or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, take it away.
And Mike, also, did you notice the last woman who accused... She has security clearances, but the other woman... Supposedly her father works for the CIA, well, was in the CIA, and his father was in the CIA, and she was an undergraduate. There's a lot of shit. This is deep state tactics, Mike.
Watch your language.
What happened? No, I said deep state.
You gotta watch your language. I'm sorry, you're going to get our on-air affiliates in trouble.
Oh, no, I said deep state tactics.
Ah, okay.
sorry.
My bad.
Yeah, but like can that be? Can these people just be out of the deep state? You know what I mean? Because it's obviously all set up. You know,
The deep state has been trying to get rid of Trump. And yeah, it turns out that all of these accusers have compromising connections. Apparently, one of the accusers' brothers is connected to Fusion GPS, and it's all the same circle of people.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, I bet you they have a lot more to go. They can pull; they'll keep pulling rabbits out of the hat, man. You know, he shouldn't step down. They're hoping he steps down, but he shouldn't step down.
No, he won't.
Because
he won't. And Mitch McConnell's Mitch McConnell is going to bring this to an end the end of this week or maybe over the weekend here. But at this point, I just got an email from somebody saying the next accusation is going to be that Kavanaugh patted some little boy on the butt once and therefore he's a pedophile. I mean, that's how completely out of it they are right now.
Yeah, if anybody believes this, they got to be really going to their own psychiatrist because it's obvious, so obvious it's all. I mean, the whole 36 years later, that's what gets a lot of people. Yeah, you know, they're like, no way. And you know, Mike, this is a threat to men who are like, might want to go on a date, you know, because I'm single and like, it's kind of scary if you go like, you know, the whole Me Too movement, you know, it's like, you know, you're afraid now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's not even going on a date. It's you know, just you know, in the workplace or something like that. Again, think of the Salem witch trials. When you hand anybody a blank check to hurl an accusation without proof at somebody in order to destroy their lives, they're going to use that. And like I said, we saw this all play out once before back in the 1990s during the male bash militant feminist movement. And they're trying to bring it back. The entire selling point about Kavanaugh coming from the Democrats is there doesn't need to be any proof. There's no presumption of innocence. After all, it's not a court of law. We should always believe the accuser. How dare you say that women would ever lie about anything? Who, obviously, these people have never studied the history of Lucrezia Borgia.
The feminist movement's worse now, though. They all got brass knuckles. It's so tough. They're a little more violent now, don't you think? They're all part of Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Kind of. Yeah, it is getting more and more violent, and that's what yesterday's third-hour guest was talking about, that we're getting really close to where it's going to be violent. Look what they did to Ted Cruz, and they're still harassing him. They're sending messages, you're not safe, we're going to get you. That's not a polite, civil, political discourse. That's harassments and threats, and it should be actionable.
Brown shirt tactics right out of Nazi Germany, Mike. I mean, this is right out of there. And then they call, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Ted Cruz because when he was running against Trump, he was also screaming for Syria, this or that, remember? Like he's not a fan of mine. But, you know, if you go out for dinner, you know, you don't need no brown shirt tactics in your face. You know, like, I mean, and then they turn around and they blame you. You know, that's the whole thing. They blame the opposite because, you know, they don't want to take it on the chin, so they're going to blame somebody else for, oh, I shouldn't, you know, it's Trump's fault. You know, it's like, and Mike, real quick, if I have time, I'm going to switch over to Syria real quick.
Okay.
If Israel attacks if they attack that base, it's going to be game over for them. I mean, the Russians will just carpet bomb everything over there. Not you know, just the government-controlled command center. You know, because then you think the Russians are going to take... getting aerial shots on Hyman Air Base, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen, you know? And the Russians are not going to take it on the chin with that. That's an act of war right there, you know? I mean,
Russia's going to have to play this very carefully because Israel could be provoked to the point of using one of their nuclear weapons. I mean, that's what Netanyahu was implying with that speech that he did down at the Dimona nuclear reactor. He was dropping hints. They're still not officially acknowledging they have nuclear weapons, but everybody knows that they do. And that's what he was dropping a hint, that they are willing to use a nuclear weapon. And at that point, would Russia respond in kind?
I would. If God's chosen one wants to use a nuclear weapon, Mike, they're chosen, so what do they got to worry about if they get the repercussions from it? If they're scared, they're back down, right?
You know? I don't like cavalier talk about using nuclear weapons, and I understand that you're joking, and it's just all in fun, but I think once that line is crossed, you know, where nuclear weapons are acceptable, we're going to start seeing them used more. We ended World War II with nuclear weapons. My concern is we may start World War III with nuclear weapons.
But the war's already started, and you know that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
We just.
And Mike, real quick, I don't know if you watched that video, that Russian Bastion coastal defense system video.
Yes.
If you get a chance, check that out. And have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. And getting on back to the news here, Sheldon Adelson is throwing his money around going into the midterms, and he's apparently spending at least $55 million for the upcoming midterm elections to keep Republicans in control of Congress. And his spending commitment was first reported by the New York Times in an article describing how Adelson has become the most influential donor in the Republican Party. And of course, that's why the Republicans just go along with whatever Israel wants. And Sheldon Adelson is a perfect example of why this country used to have laws limiting donations to political candidates in order that the candidates would represent the will of the people and not the will of the rich. But we've lost that as well. Donald Trump is out there praising North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but he's saying the sanctions will stay for now. And he's once again voicing the attitude, Korea gives us everything we want first, then maybe we'll do something nice for North Korea unless we decide to invade. Meanwhile, we're seeing more and more signs from North and South Korea. They are moving forward. They've effectively, for all intents and purposes, ended the Korean War. The hostilities have stopped. They're pulling their weapons and troops back from the DMZ. North Korea's basically mothballed its artillery. And Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in, they're clearly on a path to reunify the Korean Peninsula, which, of course, the United States does not want to see happen at all. So let's look at the economic news here. Everyone is talking about a crash. A lot of people are very concerned because the Federal Reserve hiked rates again today, which did have a negative effect on the stock market, as is usually the case here. But according to this article, Investment Watch blog, this next crash is not expected to take down gold like other assets. And it's another reminder that if you want a wealth preserver, gold and silver and other precious metals are the way to go. And people shouldn't think of it as an investment, but simply as a way to preserve your wealth. And there is going to come a point where the manipulation to keep these hard asset prices down, it's going to start breaking down. Joe Saluzzi is out there saying that the markets are still way too vulnerable to a sudden liquidity disappearance. And Jim Rickards is out there saying the coming stock market crash will be like a runaway train with no breaks. All right, let's take a phone call from Bob in North Carolina. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Maui Mike. So here's the deal. You say that Elizabeth Warren chastised an admiral who's going to be promoted, and it was part of the Fat Leonard scandal. I don't care who, you know, gives them a hard time over it. The fact is, it was a scandal. There were prostitutes there. There was a whole lot of wrongdoing going on. There were contracts awarded.
Not at this one particular party. See, the admiral in question was not caught up in the Fat Leonard scandal. And the parties with the prostitutes and everything happened more recently. And they did nail something like 60 naval officers are caught up in the scandal, but this guy wasn't one of them.
Well, you're wrong, Mike. Again, you're wrong, Mike, and what you need to understand is Vice Admiral Craig Fowler was indeed there, and he was part of the U.S. Southern Command, and there were prostitutes there. You know, you became triggered as an ideologue when you heard the term that it was Elizabeth Warren. It matters not who it comes from. The facts are the facts, and this man should not be being promoted.
Well, in the article for that, in the article that I quoted for this, the article itself says there was no untoward behavior at this particular party. And frankly, if he was caught up in the Fat Leonard scandal, I can't imagine he would be this far along in the confirmation process anyway. And by the way, speaking of getting your facts wrong, I live on Oahu, not Maui.
I know. I was so
thank you for the, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, as you know, our economy is dealing with a tremendous amount of debt, government debt especially. They're just spending money they do not have, and especially with an eye to the Federal Reserve pumping the rates up again. We're reaching a point, figure 2023, 2024, the interest payments on the national debt will be higher than the entire budget for the Department of Defense. This is coming out of the New York Times. And the ballooning debt, of course, is caused by an inability by those who claim authority over the economy to stop spending, along with the hike in the interest rates. And this represents a theft from future generations. Now, just think about it. If we were still with the economic system this nation was started with, there wouldn't be a debt. Or it would be very, very minor. But when you are enslaved to a private central bank, you're trapped by debt. That's what it's designed to do. And our nation has now reached the point, our government has now reached the point where paying the interest on the national debt is going to outstrip the military budget. There's not going to be anything left over for the government to provide services to you, the taxpayer. That's the reality. If you walk around your local community, you can see what's going on. The infrastructure is failing. Pavement is cracked. Metal is corroded. You go through the shopping malls. There's a lot of empty retail spaces. Homeless and hungry all over the streets. Our nation is being plundered by the war machine and by the bankers. For all intents and purposes, we are living in a wartime economy. They don't want you to think of it that way, but that's what's going on. All right, let's take another phone call from John in Humboldt. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You were talking about, matter of fact, I'm working right across the street from C. Crane here in Fortuna that makes the shortwave radios.
Oh, okay, good.
I just thought I'd tell you. They're still up and running. They could just expand it a little bit. But the other expansion that I really wanted to talk about was there's a company up here called Wing Inflatables. It's where Elon Musk came up and got those the bubbles for the kid down in, Columbia, right? I can't remember exactly.
Yep.
But, about 3 years ago, they got a huge contract for the U.S. military, and their Wing Inflatables is like a competition for Zodiac.
Yes.
And they ramped up their work, their workers from, I think it was 17 people. A lot of my friends worked there, actually. So it was 17 people to 150 within a year. And they've been pumping these boats out like crazy. And so, it's good, but it just kind of shows that they're ramping up for a amphibious war. And so who are they going to invade is the question.
Well, I guess anywhere they're projecting power across a littoral combat zone. I mean, Syria has a coastline, so does Yemen, so does the Gulf. There's a lot of concern about possible interdiction of the oil flow through the Gulf.
Iran does too, right there at the.
Iran does as well.
Yep. And so I don't know. You know, I just wanted to throw that out in the airwaves because it was kind of curious when I first seen it going on. I also called you one time about Internews and how George Soros is funded the up here and there's only two headquarters for it, and that's in Arcata and Washington, D.C. Otherwise, it's spread out all across the world, and it's all in that area. And so I think there's something kind of mischievous about the setup of that place. And so I don't know.
Well,
you know,
if somebody could do some more research involved, than I did. There's something underhanded going on. I hate to be that way, but you know, again, this is a guy who during World War II plundered and looted his fellow Jews.
His own people.
His own people. He collaborated with the Nazis in World War II.
Yeah, and you know, the other one with that in thought too is that it's actually 51% funded by the federal government. Go on Wikipedia.
Anyway, John,
I'm
going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. Apparently, Boeing last year saved $227 million from state tax incentives while it cut 6,000 jobs. So whatever those tax incentives were supposed to do, they crashed and burned. What can I tell you? Now, when Trump was over at the UN, one of the things that he got onto was China, bashing China, saying that China is victimizing and cheating and plundering the United States. Well, in point of fact, China is not doing any such thing. They're manufacturing and they're being good business people. And trying to portray China as somehow, you know, taking advantage of the United States, it's inappropriate. It's inaccurate. And more than that, it's that kind of rhetoric is not helping relations with China. Maybe the reason why the USS Wasp group was denied that port call in Hong Kong. I can imagine the leadership in China is getting very upset at the behavior of the U.S. government. Over in the European Union, the EU and Iran have agreed on a new payment system that will get around U.S. sanctions. This is, not surprisingly, a major snub to the United States. And the EU is going to create new payment channels to preserve oil and other business deals with Iran, saying that Europe, those European nations which signed the P5 plus one deal, it's still in place. Iran is still in compliance. They don't see any reason to go along with the U.S. plan to sanction Iran into collapse. And interestingly enough, the EU at the same time is setting up similar systems with Russia and China. They want to bypass SWIFT. And that is a major, major body check to the dollar's reserve status. It's only a matter of time. You can see it happening bit by bit, day after day. The dollar's preeminence is in decline. And it's going down slowly, slowly. But at some point, it's just really going to drop. Everybody's going to bail at the same time. Over in Belgium, their prime minister, Charles Michel, came on out and said, Washington can't dictate who Europeans should and shouldn't trade with. And he's saying, we cannot accept that the U.S. decided the regions with which European companies can or cannot do business. So the world is definitely getting fed up with U.S. bullying, and I frankly cannot blame them. And I have a feeling that when the crash comes here, whether it's our economy or our government in a Soviet Union-style collapse, the world's reaction is not going to be sympathetic. It's probably going to be more along the lines of thank goodness. All right, we got to take a break for commercials and station identification. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.